MLB Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. The Minnesota Timberwolves have taken command early on in their Western Conference semifinal series with the Denver Nuggets. Bruce Morton reports from the Mile High City.
Minnesota parlayed a swarming defense with a balanced attack to manhandle the Nuggets 106-80. Winners on the road, the Timberwolves are up 2-0. Minnesota sautéed, filleted, and flambéed the defending champs, racing out to a 61-35 halftime lead. Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards each were game high with 27 points. Game 3 is Friday in Minneapolis.
While the Eastern Conference semifinals open up play between the New York Knicks and Indiana Pacers, Mike Mancuso has a story from Madison Square Garden.
The Knicks take game one of the second round playoff series with a 121-117 win over the Pacers. Highlighting the 39-point Knicks fourth quarter was Dante DiVincenzo's tie-breaking three-pointer with 40 seconds remaining.
I believe every shot that I shoot is going in. I mean, that's my mentality, and I've had that all year, make or miss. I believe the next one's going in.
Jalen Brunson scored 43 points, 21 in the final quarter. He became the fourth player in NBA history with four straight 40-point games in the playoffs.
While in the Stanley Cup playoffs, on the ice, Boston and Florida opened up their second-round playoff series. Let's hear from Gethin Kubal.
The Bruins scored five unanswered goals to rally past the Panthers for a 5-1 win. Florida's Matthew Tkachuk broke a scoreless tie at 11:45 of the second period, only to have Boston's Morgan Geekie tie it just over 1 minute later. Mason Lorai's goal at 16:17 of the middle period put the Bees up for good. Jeremy Swayman recorded 38 saves for Boston.
Just hats off to the guys in front of me for having such a great feel and sense of the game and making sure that we're tilting the ice back towards our favor.
Brandon Carlo and Justin Brazeau later scored, with Jake DeBrusque adding an empty netter. Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 24 shots for Florida. Game 2 is Wednesday.
Let's get to the baseball story. Interleague play. Kansas City down 2-0, scored 3 runs in the 7th inning to beat Milwaukee 3-2. Pittsburgh defeated the LA Angels 4-1. Edward Olivares hit his first career grand slam for the Pirates. American League. Texas rallied late to beat Oakland 4-2. It was Cleveland 2-1 over Detroit. Tampa won their fourth in a row, 8-2 over the Chicago White Sox. And Minnesota, their 12th straight win. The Twins win 3-1 over Seattle. Pablo Lopez struck out 8 in 6 strong innings. Max Kepler homered for the Twins. In the National League, Philadelphia down San Francisco 6-1. Zach Wheeler struck out 11 as the Phillies sweep that series from the Giants. LA Dodgers knock off Miami 6-3. New York Mets 4-3 winners over St. Louis. Brandon Nimmo hit the tie-breaking home run in the 7th inning, and San Diego doubled up the Chicago Cubs 6-3. Back to the NBA, some news off the court. The NBA's Rookie of the Year was announced, as correspondent Gethin Kubal has the story.
Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs star from France and reigning number one overall pick, was announced as the NBA's Rookie of the Year. He's the third San Antonio player to win the award, joining David Robinson in 1990 and Tim Duncan in 1998. Wembanyama averaged 21.4 points, 10.6 rebounds, 3.9 assists, 3.6 blocks, and 1.2 steals per game. The 20-year-old became the first international winner of the award since Dallas's Luka Doncic in 2019 and the fifth such winner in the last 10 seasons. Oklahoma City's Chet Holmgren and Charlotte's Brandon Miller were the other finalists for the award.
And the Dallas Mavericks, their coach Jason Kidd, signed a multi-year contract extension with the team. Kidd, the Hall of Fame point guard, won an NBA title with the Mavericks back in 2011, his third season. Now coaching Dallas, he guided the Mavs to the Southwest Division title and a 50-32 regular season record. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.